Thank you, William. Our next board meeting will be in Des Plaines.
Walt, I have a question. I assume that it's likely that the revenue from video gambling is not going to come in as budgeted because counties, I think it's counties,
yeah,
have the can opt out and many yeah. are doing so.
Yeah, and I think I don't know, I think Sangamon County might have opted out. I think Cook County has actually opted out. I think DuPage has opted out. So it's basically going to come down to they have this local opt-out provision of video poker, so there's a lot of opting out so whether or not the types of resources that they expect from video poker are going to come in, I guess it's anybody's guess right now. So.
Did they allow for that opt-out?
I don't know. I mean, frankly, what the state has in their numbers as far as a fall off as far as participation and what kind of provision they put into their numbers.
That's something to watch because
I would assume that if they do issue bonds, they will basically do it with a revised perspective about what the take would be. But,
thank you.
I think the last part of this, again, is just as I've shown you in the past, the last 5 years, where we have finished, what have been the monthly balances, the receipts from the state. Again, at the end of 09, the fiscal year 09, we had a receivable of $126 million. At the end of 10, we had a receivable of $280 million, and now at the end of fiscal year 11, a $313 million receivable from them. And again, over that time, the appropriation, as far as the direct appropriation from the state, has gone down over that time. So, I wanted to comment very
just
quickly.
Go back to that.
Sure.
When we talked earlier about the cost to the state of of squirreling away that $1.2 billion, then you said, well, it's really $350 million. That's and then we just said that was. We'd apply the 5%, which is the opportunity cost. And really, the number is more up in the 450, 500 range.
Yeah, you could interpret it that way.
Well,
yeah.
You have to prepare for that eventuality.
Right. Yes.
Because it peaks out. You really have to squirrel away enough cash for your peak. And that's $500 million, not $330 million.
Yeah, I think, I'm saying our loan outstanding to the state of Illinois at June 30 was 313.
Right,
but you can say that our revolving credit with the state of Illinois is reaches as high as $450 million. So.
It's always the worst in the springtime. Huh?
Quickly wanted to just comment about tuition, and particularly again about the new numbers about who pays. I think the income fund for 2011, the year we're closing, this is through May, but we are pretty good as far as our collection, our billing and collection against budget for tuition for 2011, $834 million total tuition revenue that we budgeted for, and we are right at that number, including the MAP payments. So we're right at budget for 2011 and done quite well. What I really want to do a segue into who pays. These are the new numbers, so basically about affordability. This has been updated now to the 2010 year for who pays. Always an interesting chart. Again, at Urbana, we pretty much are consistent with the last couple of years, where 54% are basically paying full tuition, and 14% are actually paying nothing as a result of Pell and any and MAP awards and any other grants. No loans in those numbers, but are not paying anything at Urbana. In Chicago, it's 40%.
And it's the red, that's between $3,000 and full tuition.
Right, yeah.
It's not $3,000 less than full tuition.
No, $3,002 full, yeah. And at Springfield, we are looking at 30%, as of the 2010, academic class, paying the full amount of tuition and fees, and 29% that are basically not paying anything for attending at in Springfield. If you look at the next chart, just quickly, how this has progressed over the years, particularly looking at the last 3 years, it's been very static, really, at Urbana. with roughly that 54% basically paying full amount, and roughly around 13 to 15% not paying anything for attendance at Urbana. In particular, look at that. There's one little note on here that basically back in 2006 there was a little jump in the amount of the numbers that were not paying anything. That's because there was a one-year MAP Plus type of award in 2006 which didn't repeat after that 2006 year. At Chicago, actually, we've basically been seeing a downward trend in the amount paying full amount. Just you know, 2007, we were over 45% were paying full tuition at in Chicago, and now we are down to less than 40% are paying full tuition. A lot of this is also coming from the fact that the Pell Awards were improved in the last couple of years, so that there's additional amounts available for Pell, and that goes into the equation.
Well, if you ran the Urbana stats with and apply them only to in-state students, wouldn't the chart look more like this? Because if you would
probably,
yeah. Yeah, probably, I would think it would. Intuitively, I think it would. I mean, so I'd like to run it and make sure that my intuitions are right. And
it won't be quite that high.
No, I mean, but you'll have this.
The trend.
You'll have the trend lines trend. Where we're making it more accessible for in-state students, and that's what's occurred, and it's not coming through.
Well, you look at the trend here of the green line coming down and the blue line going up. Where does that increased funding come from?
As I said, it was probably, well, one of them is Pell.
Pell, but tuition increases or?
No.
This is, you know, the ones, I mean, this is just the percentage that are not paying.
Well, I know.
Who's paying tuition, full tuition, and how many are paying no tuition. And the reason that the green line is coming down and the blue lines are going up here in Chicago, I think, in the last couple of years, I think it has to do with the amount of the Pell Awards, MAP Awards that are being given to Chicago students.
But that'll change. So I guess the question would be, could we have these same three charts with in-state students only?
Be happy to. Well, we can pull that together. We'll get that. Yeah.
I think if we're going to do that, we may want the dollar to less than full tuition. That range, we might want to
break it in two pieces.
Break it, yeah.
Okay.
Like
on the pie chart. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do that. And then Springfield, essentially a modest reduction in the amount of that are paying a full tuition, particularly pretty static with regard to who are paying zero, but with additional awards in the middle at Springfield.
Well, in 2006, when that MAP Plus award, where did the Plus money come from?
It was the state. I mean, basically what they did is the financial aid award, the normal financial aid award for that 1 year in 2006, Governor Blagojevich, you know, had a program to add, I can't remember exactly how much, but additional amount, an additional appropriation for MAP awards in 2006. But it was state money that was, you know, state appropriation. Very quickly, just I think you saw greater detail yesterday with Skip Garcia's presentation about the hospital. I like to basically, because again, as we've been talking about cash is king, what's been generated at the hospital last year, that as of May of for 11 months, the hospital had generated a net income or an operating income of $46.8 million. Most of that being driven by the fact that there were some one-time occurrences with some Medicaid audits and some Medicare audits that basically generated upwards of $25 million of additional revenues, one-time revenues, in last year at the hospital. And at that time, we were generating, when we added back depreciation, we're generating about $63 million of cash, on a rough, rough calculation basis. This year, through 5 months, as you saw also yesterday, $7.9 million operating income through 5 months, and an expectation that we probably will finish the year.